Welcome to our Today's Business Radio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Howard Kaminsky from CBiz MHM. Our topic today is gift and estate planning. Howard, how do you assist your clients with their gift and estate planning issues?
Well, Tom, our role is different depending on if we are assisting a client in their estate planning versus performing services once the death has occurred.
Tell me about your services related to estate planning.
We will work with clients and their advisors during their lifetime and at the date of death to establish values of their closely held businesses for estate purposes or for the purpose of moving that business to the next generation.
What steps do they take to move assets over to the new generation?
Oftentimes, we will see a taxpayer establish an entity to combine assets such as real estate or marketable securities and gift a portion of this entity to the next generation. In that situation, I may prepare a valuation report with levels of discounting, which enables the taxpayer to move a larger value of assets to the next generation.
You also mentioned services once a death has occurred. Can you elaborate?
Well, once a death has occurred, the assets held in that estate must be valued for the IRS and the state of Minnesota. We are retained to value the estate's interest in various assets, including closely held businesses or entities formed to hold the real estate or marketable securities.
Howard, you mentioned discounts taken in your valuation reports. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. The ownership interest being valued, whether it is during lifetime or at death, is often a minority interest of a privately held entity. As a result, discounts for lack of control and lack of marketability may apply. These discounts will reduce the value of the interest being gifted if it occurs during the lifetime or reduce the interest retained by the estate at death.
If discounts reduce or eliminate gift or estate taxes, does the IRS consider them a loophole?
Actually not. Discounts taken in our valuation reports are based on established practices and supported by academic studies and case law. Our final conclusion is based on the specific facts and circumstances of each situation.
Thank you, Howard. Check out todaysbusinessradio.com for contact information in our business reference library. Our TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.